Get ready to get in the game. Stretch, strengthen, live, and thrive. You can be a winning athlete in the game of life. It's the Peel Appeal with author and corrective exercise specialist, Matt Peel.
Hey, this is Matt Peel with the Peel Appeal podcast. What's going on in your world today? Where are you? What are you doing right now as you're listening to me? Are you driving? Are you working out? Are you hanging out at home with a beer? Whatever you're doing, welcome. I'm glad you're here today to talk with me. So, it's a very important topic today because, as always, we talk about the science, not just what's trending on social media, not is just with whatever you saw Joe or Jane Schmo in the gym doing and going, huh, I wonder if that is going to work for me. Because trust me, I hear and see that all the time. And the answer is no. What Jane or Joe Schmo are doing is not going to work for you, because odds are they have no idea what the hell they're doing either, which is exactly what we're talking about today. What we're going to talk about today is you, where you're at, right here, right now, in your current age group, right? It's fit over 40. Because as we age, we need to work out a little bit differently. Because our bodies are not the same as they were 10 to 15 years ago. Conversely, don't work out like you're 10 to 15 years older either. If you're 45 right now, you don't need to work out like you're 60 or 65, right? Work out for you now. But you don't need to work out like you did like in high school. And unfortunately, I see that all the time. Right? So what are you to do? Because as we both know, gone are the days you don't need to max out. What's my max? I need to max out. No, no one cares anymore. You're not on a bulletin board. We'll talk about lifting heavy or heavy enough, but there's no need for you to max anymore. Ladies, look, running 30 minutes isn't going to burn all your calories like you did anymore, and you can eat whatever you want, right? You actually have to do some strength training too and not just pick up some 5-pound dumbbells. So how are you going to implement that to look great, feel great? Because at the end of the day, why do we work out? For that, right? We're going to change from living to work out, working out to live. Life's changed, people. It's time for your workouts to change that too. So yes, hormones have changed. We feel it, regardless if you're a man or a woman. Testosterone levels have dropped. You maybe not have the umph anymore. You don't seem to be able to lose the weight that you wanted to, put the weight on the way, and put the muscle on the way you used to. So, unfortunately, it's a sad fact of life. Sure, there are ways out there we can boost our hormone levels. And look, I am all in favor for that safely when you go get a blood test. We're not going to get into those things right now, but I do very highly suggest going to get a blood test and checking what your hormone levels are so that you can make the appropriate decisions from there. So barring that, what do we need to do? We still need a strength train. It's even more crucial now as we're getting older, because obviously we know what it does for muscles, but also strengthens our connective tissues, means our ligaments and our tendons. And it strengthens our bone density. And ladies, yes, that's very important for you. Dudes too. But ladies, you definitely need to have stronger bones as you get older. And you're not going to do that just by lifting 5-pound dumbbells, number one. And two, you're not going to do it just by only being on the elliptical. You have to lift heavy enough in the repetition range. So what does that mean? Let's use that 5-pound dumbbell example again. If I can do 5-pound dumbbell curls 20,000 times and I only do them 10, am I really doing it any good? No, you're not. You're not doing yourself any good. The only thing you're doing is wasting your time. So let's take that 10 reps again. If you can do, yes, ladies, if you can do 20-pound dumbbells and you get to 8 or 9 and go, wow, maybe 10, 11, that's about all I can do for that, then that's the right weight. Deal with it. You're that strong. Congratulations. You should be ecstatic that you're lifting 20-pound dumbbells for curls, because that shows that you're still trying to get fit. Guys, I mean, it's the same thing. I see a lot of that too. Just because you do 10 reps for, let's say, 25-pound dumbbell curls, doesn't mean to stop at 10 reps if you can actually do 15. And I work with clients on a regular basis, and they just stop at 10. And I ask them, could you have done more? Well, yeah, but I just decided to stop at 10. Why? What the fuck? You got to lift heavy enough in your repetition range, so whatever it is that you get to, you can't do but one or two more beyond that. So again, we'll use that 10 for example. If you're doing dumbbell curls and you actually can do 25 pounds 16 times and your rep range is 10, guess what? It's time to go up in weight, right? Figure that out. If it's 35 pounds, then it's 35 pounds. Great. Congratulations. You want to be stronger. So that's number one, right? That's how we work out in the over 40 group, and actually in any group, but that's really important, especially in the over 40 group, where we tend to err way too much on the side of I don't want to hurt myself bullshit. Because look, you're not. Let's get into that a little bit right now, kind of skipping ahead in some of my points, but that's okay. When you're using appropriate form and using appropriate weight for your rep range, you know, you're not going to hurt yourself. It's only if we're not working out for our range and we're doing heavy deadlifts in extremely poor form, using our lower back, for example, which I see all the time, then hey, guess what? You are going to hurt yourself, dummy. So why don't you, one, learn your proper form, two, drop the weight a little bit so you can keep that proper form. That's how you work out appropriate for your age. So doing 30-pound dumbbell curls that you can do legitimately right around 10 times for that 10 rep range is perfect. That's what we're going for. That's being fit over 40. In addition to that, hey, guess what? Your balance might not be as great as you thought it was 20 years ago. So let's check it, shall we? Stand on one foot. Can you stand on one foot without needing to have the other foot touch down to keep you balanced for 15 seconds? And then do it with the other foot. If you can, boom, congrats. You've reached the minimum standard that the CDC says you need to be able to do. If not, hey, we probably need to work on that with some balance moves. Even if you can, balance is a use it or lose it type of function. So let's incorporate using the BOSU ball. That's that half moon thing in the gym that you're wondering, what the hell does that do? What side do you do? The round side, the flat side? The answer is yes. Use both sides, right? Stand on it for squats. Stand on it and just do dumbbell curls. Those are the types of things that can help with your balance so that you don't fall later on. Because, yeah, guess what? You get a little bit more brittle as we get older. But when you're working out in strength training, your bones are a little harder. And so they're going to be less prone to break unless, of course, it's, you know, a major issue where you're, you know, slip, trip, and fall, running at full speed or run into a car or something like that. But anyways, use your balance. How about a TRX? One-leg squats. Those are wonderful. Bulgarian split squats. That's another great balance exercise. Hell, just doing walking lunges for some people really challenges their balance. So incorporate those types of moves into your normal routine. It'll pay off for you big time. Plus, it keeps it interesting. I mean, why would you do the same old routine over again? But then I see that all the time with people, and they admit it. Yeah, I haven't changed my workouts in probably the last 10 years. Great. Guess what? It looks like it. So let's incorporate into that some balance moves. Make it a little bit fun, too. So how do you put it all together, right? Because like we said, life changes now. You know, kids, if you're into your 50s or in early 60s and listening to this, maybe even have grandkids, and you're working. Maybe, so depending where you started in this life cycle, maybe you started late with kids and you are 45 and your kids are still only 10 to 12 years old. Right? So you got a lot of responsibilities still going on. How can you get in the gym and get enough workouts done without spending 3 hours, 5 days a week, the way you used to when you were 26 and you didn't have any kids, maybe weren't even married at that point in time? So what I suggest is 3 full body workouts per week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, something to that extent. You can do 4 sets per exercise, right? When you add that up at the end of the week, 4 times 3, that's 12 sets for per body part. That's plenty enough volume, men and women, to get stronger, work on your balance, increase your bone density, have a little fun, look great, feel great for where you are right now. So what do I mean by that? Well, a full body workout means doing one exercise for 4 sets for each major body part and even a small one. So that's like a bench press, a back row, a shoulder press, a what I say a push leg move, so like a goblet squat, a pull leg move, so that's a Romanian deadlift, and then maybe a seated or standing calf maneuver because we need to get some strong calves, or you can jump rope or hop on 1 foot, and you do those dumbbell curls that I said. And for your triceps, maybe use a cable and you put an attachment on there and you do some cable press downs. Right? That's a full body workout. That's hitting each body part for 4 sets. Take a day off, come back, and again, hit every body part, but from a different angle with a different exercise. So use dumbbells one day, use barbells another day, flat bench, incline bench, squats, maybe a deadlift or lunge. Instead of straight leg deadlifts, you use leg curls. Maybe you do, the easy bar curls instead of dumbbells. All those things, those changes are going to help you look great, feel great, have more energy, and get it all done in less time, especially when you superset. And we won't get too detailed right now on it. But that's how you can get a great workout's in for where you are right now. How long should that take you? An hour? Maybe 45 minutes. I do a lot more volume than that in 45 minutes. Maybe one podcast I'll talk a little bit about more about my own workouts. But you can do it in 45 to 60 minutes, in and out, including warm up, and go on with your life. Another thing that we have to start including is stretching. What the hell's that, you say? And I get it. I didn't do a lot of stretching when I was younger either. But guess what? I do now. What do? What kind of stretching? We do active stretching on the warm up. What is that? It just means in motion. So static stretching means what you're thinking about. When you lean, say you lean down, touch your toes, and just hold. That's a static stretch. So if we're going to talk about that same stretch, how do we make that active? Well, if we're standing tall, right, we just, slowly lean down as far as we can. Say maybe we touch our toes. As soon as we touch our toes, then we slowly come back to the top. And then we do it again. Well, slowly is a relative term. And then we come back to the top. We do that 5 to 6 times. That's the active stretch because we're getting ready for movement. So we want to stretch in motion and upregulate our nervous system. When we're done working out, that's when we lean down and just touch our toes and hold that position because we're down regulating our nervous system and want to bring those muscles back into proper length tension relationship. But that stretching also helps with our posture. It helps us feel better. It opens us up, especially as we're sitting all day, whether we're plus driving, holding our phones, staring down, looking at our computers. Right? We're closed in on ourselves. Stretching helps to open us up. And it actually helps us to lift a little bit more because we can have better flexibility and range of motion. So if you're not stretching right now, you're just going in cold and lifting, then you are setting yourself up for some injury very soon. And in addition to that, poor posture, and you're not able to use all your muscles correctly. So start incorporating stretching. How about the cardio end? Well, 20, 25 minutes of interval cardio a couple times a week is more than plenty. You can actually combine everything in a HIIT workout, right? High intensity interval training. There you may want to do a little less weight for some higher reps and also less rest time. So yes, that's a legitimate form of cardio. You don't have to do a HIIT workout and then go spend 45 minutes running on a treadmill. Bullshit to that. Hell no. I ain't got time for that. Plus, it's boring. So yeah, you can get both done at the same time with some HIIT training. Take a group class if you want to do also for that. Plus, from a cognitive standpoint for your job, these HIIT types of workouts are best for cognitive function. Don't believe me? Look up on the CDC 2018 Physical Activity Readiness Guidelines. I mean, not readiness, physical activity question report. Not readiness. What do I think about that? Anyways, look them up. It's in there. That's the best way to help boost your cognitive function. So, as we wrap this up, right, this is where you are right now in your over 40-ness. And it's okay because I'm there too. So, let's work out for where we are, right? Treat it where you are now, not 15 years ago or 20 years ago, but not also 20 years from now. Appropriate weight. When we're doing our strength training, include some active stretching on the front end, static stretching when you're done, right? You're not going to break, unless you really try to break yourself off and push too hard, right? Have enough in your rep range, some interval training, so that way you get that hit cardio too on top of that. Plus, interval cardio really is the best kind for your overall physical conditioning. And there you have it. Three times a week, folks. Three full body workouts a week. Guarantee you it's going to work for you. How do I know? Because I kind of wrote the book on it. If you haven't gotten my book, The Athlete in the Game of Life, do it today. Go to my website, mattpeel.com, and scroll to the bottom. Click on it, Athlete in the Game of Life, there, and order my book. It's a very relatively short read, packed full of information that's going to share with you some of these things so that you can be a lot better off, have more effective workouts. Again, like I said, look great, feel great. At the end of the day, that's why everybody exercises, to look great and feel great. And that's exactly what you're going to do when you follow what I said today. Science shows it, not social media bullshit, science. So glad you came by today and learned from me. So let's do this again, shall we? Like, subscribe, share the Peel Appeal podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And until then, this is Matt Peel. I will see you later.
Are you ready to get in the game? Get personal help. Sign up for our newsletter and pick up your copy of Athlete in the Game of Life, the book, all at mattpeel.com. Thanks for listening.